This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Yesterday was the 3-year anniversary of the fatal shooting of Chicago police officer Ella French. Top officials gathered at a memorial near Soldier Field for relatives of officers who have died in the line of duty. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling said French set an example.
She was the police, and the police work that she was engaged in is the reason why we lost her. But I guarantee you, if she were here, she would do that same job all over again. And that is the dedication of the men and women who protect this city.
French and her partner, Carlos Yanez, were conducting a Southside traffic stop when both were shot. Yanez survived, but lost an eye. In March, a Cook County jury found 23-year-old Imante Morgan guilty of murder charges. Two other men in the case have received prison sentences for weapons convictions. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a trio of bills designed to protect access to reproductive health care in Illinois. One measure guarantees the right to life-saving care, including abortions, even if federal protections get rolled back. Another does not allow local or state agencies to share any information with another state that wants to prosecute someone for coming to Illinois for an abortion or gender-affirming care. Pritzker says measures like these are important post-Roe.
These laws were crafted to shield Illinoisans from future attacks by the U.S. Supreme Court and other bad actors who will attempt to impose their backward ideology on the rest of us.
The third new law guarantees people cannot be discriminated against in housing, employment, or public accommodations because they've had an abortion, IVF treatments, and more. Chicago residents who live near the United Center did not get much clarity from Chicago leaders about the Democratic National Convention. It's scheduled to begin in their neighborhood in just over a week. Leaders at last night's virtual session say situations will evolve with little notice during the convention. Because of this, Joel Heffernan with the Secret Service says neighbors should frequently seek out communications from the city.
We just want to make sure we're getting all the information and through the proper channels to ensure that we provide a safe and secure environment for everybody attending the event, as well as our protectees, but also the people within the city of Chicago. Because at the end of the day, we all are going to be here when this is over with, and we want to make sure the city looks the best it could possibly be.
Officials encourage all Chicago residents to download the Office of Emergency Management and Communications, or OEMC, app ahead of the convention and turn on their notifications. The DNC begins August 19th. Illinois state officials kicked off this year's state fair in Springfield with the unveiling of the iconic butter cow. The tradition is more than 100 years old. This year's butter-sculpted cow weighs 800 pounds. The creation depicts an adult cow standing next to a young girl, pulling a 7-scoop ice cream cone out of her magician's hat. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the sculpture is fitting, as the state fair will offer attendees a magical experience.
This year's fair theme, It's Showtime, honors the state fair as a place for Illinoisans to come together and see the best that our state has to offer, entertainment and so much more.
The Illinois State Fair opens today and runs through August 18th. Some other things you should know today. A Chicago woman is hoping to raise $20,000 to get more young girls and women into biking as a way to build leadership skills and develop a more supportive community. Anna Wajardo, who lives on the southeast side, recently completed a 3,600-mile bike ride from New York City to San Francisco. That ride was to help raise the funds for her new initiative called Bike for Justice. 20 years ago today, a Dave Matthews Band tour bus emptied its toilets onto a Chicago architecture tour boat near the Riverwalk. And the band's hit song, Don't Drink the Water, took on new meaning. Nearly 800 pounds of liquid waste poured onto the deck of Chicago's Little Lady. Passengers say they remember some puking over the boat's side, and what followed was a flood of newspaper headlines and eventually a lawsuit. The band settled with the state, and the bus driver pleaded guilty to pollution charges and reckless conduct. Passengers aboard say they will always remember the smell. Today's weather, it will be sunny and cloudy, with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow, we're expecting mostly sunny skies and a high in the upper 70s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.